excuse me. Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes, Daddy?
I won't be able to meet you for some time.
Why?
I've got to put the three kids to bed.
Three kids?
Snooks has a visitor.
Oh.
You know, that youngster, Red, the one she traveled with when she ran away from home.
Oh, yeah.
Snooks has invited him to be a house guest. That's all I need now.
Well, I wish you luck, Daddy.
Don't worry, I'll put them to bed in short order. So long, John.
Goodbye, Daddy. Short order, eh? I wonder.
Hey, Red.
Yeah?
I think we gotta go to bed soon.
Bed? I ain't going to bed. I can do that at home.
Do you have to take a bath every night?
Yeah.
Me too. But I don't do it.
You don't? Well, how do you fool your father?
I just wet the soap and rub the towel on the floor. Let's do it now.
I ain't gonna do nothing. Hey, where's your old man keep his razor?
You don't need a shave.
Yeah, I know I don't. I just want to sharpen a pencil. I shaved yesterday. Where's he keep it, huh?
I think it's in the medicine cabinet. Want to have a look?
Yeah, come on.
Hello, what are you kids up to?
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, Mr. Higgins. Nice day, ain't it?
Is it? What was all that noise up here a few minutes ago?
Well, I didn't hear nothing.
Robespierre was screaming like mad. What have you done to him?
Nothing, Daddy. He was just crying because I was eating my cake.
But he had his own piece of cake.
Yeah, and he cried when I ate that, too.
No. Do you have to be such a glutton that you steal your brother's share?
Well, you told me to always take his part.
I didn't mean food. I meant to defend him when somebody disturbs him.
His shirt got full of holes, too, Mr. Higgins.
His shirt? How did that happen?
Well, you tell him, Snooks.
No, you tell him, Red.
Well, one of you had better tell me.
Huh?
Why is Robespierre's shirt full of holes?
Well, we was playing grocery store.
Yes?
And we made him the Swiss cheese.
I see. And is that the way you act at home, young man?
No, sir.
Why not?
Because he ain't got no little brother.
Well, I'm sure he'd be a lot happier if he did have a little brother.
Yeah. Gets awful tiresome working on the cat.
All right. Now, both of you get ready for bed. You can sleep in Robespierre's room, Red.
No, I want him to sleep in here.
Well, he can't sleep in here.
Why?
Because it isn't conventional.
Why?
Now, Snooks, don't argue with me. I said he's going to sleep in Robespierre's room. Besides, Red doesn't want to sleep in here anyway.
Who says I don't?
Well, I won't permit it. The two of you will lie awake jabbering all night. Go into Robespierre's room and get ready for bed, young man.
Are you going, Red?
I guess so.
Then I'm going to sleep there, too.
No, you're not.
I want to sleep there.
Snow?
I want to sleep there.
Oh, this is a pretty kettle of fish.
I want to sleep with a fish.
Now stop it, you hear me? Look, if you continue to act silly, Snooks, I'll send Red home this very minute. Oh, all right. Red, you can sleep on the couch.
Yes, sir.
Go in the bathroom and undress.
Yes, sir.
And take your pajamas with you.
What pajamas?
Well, haven't you got any pajamas? What do you sleep in at home?
A bureau drawer.
Give him one of my nighties, Daddy.
Hey, what do you think I am? I ain't gonna wear no nightie.
Why?
Because I ain't.
Then I ain't gonna wear one either.
Now, this is going too far. You will wear your nighties, Snooks. Red, you'll find a pair of my pajamas in the bathroom closet. Put them on.
Okay.
Ain't this fun, Daddy?
Get ready for bed. Never heard of such nonsense in all my life. And don't let me catch either of you talking, Snooks.
We won't let you catch us, Daddy.
You're both to go right to sleep as soon as I turn the light out.
Yes, Daddy. Hurry up, Red.
I'm coming.
Get under the cover, Snooks.
These pajamas is awful hot.
That's my tuxedo. Take it off.
Let him sleep in his underwear, Daddy.
Here, give me that coat. Now put these pajama pants on. And hurry up.
Okay. Don't know what I'm getting all dressed up for.
This is the last time you'll bring guests here. You understand me, Snooks? And if you do it again, you'd better bring a girl.
You like girls better than boys, Daddy?
Yes.
Why?
Never mind. Are you ready, young man?
Yes, sir.
Take the couch. Now say goodnight to each other and I'll put out the light.
Good night, Snooks.
Good night, Red.
Good night.
Good night, Daddy. Daddy!
What is it?
Tell us a story.
Not tonight.
Oh, a little tiny weeny story.
Oh, all right. I'll tell you the story of Rip Van Winkle. Once upon a time, there was a good-natured Dutchman by the name of Rip Van Winkle. He lived in a village.
Who lived?
Rip Van Winkle. He lived with his wife, who was a terrible shrew.
What's a shrew, Daddy?
A woman who's always picking on her husband and making his life miserable.
I'm going to tell Mommy.
I'm not talking about Mommy.
Oh, Daddy.
Do you want to hear this story or not?
I want to hear it. Are you asleep, Red?
Uh-huh.
One day, Rip Van Winkle was out hunting with his dog, Wolf.
He was hunting a wolf?
No, that was his dog, Wolf.
His dog was a wolf?
No, Wolf was his name.
Whose name?
His dog's name. And he was hunting with him in
who
the...
Who was?
Rip Van Winkle. He was hunting with his dog, Wolf, in the Catskills. Pretty soon, he met a dwarf-like stranger who was carrying a keg. He helped him to carry
who
the...
Who helped?
Rip Van Winkle. He helped the dwarfs carry the keg until they met some more dwarfs who were bowling. They offered him a drink.
Offered who?
Rip Van Winkle!
Oh.
And he took a drink and he fell asleep for 20 years, and that's what I wish you'd do. Good night!
Well, what are you yelling about?
Send him home, Daddy.
No. You caused enough trouble getting him to stay, and now he's going to stay.
Well, he'll be sorry.
Now, never mind that. Say your prayers and ask the angels to make you a good girl and go to sleep. I'm turning out the light.
All right, Daddy. Please, angels, make me a good little girl. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Ow!
Good heavens.
Somebody threw a shoe at my head. Look at this lump.
Snooks. Snooks, you're not fooling me. Open your eyes.
Huh?
Now, what happened?
Daddy.
Well?
Did you hear me ask the angels to make me a good girl?
Yes.
Well, they ain't done it.